welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, let's have some fun. We're going to talk about some of our favorite tap rooms. From microbreweries to large regional craft brewers, most will have a tap room to allow people to enjoy their beers right where they're made. These tap rooms can range from the humble to the spectacular. Seth Cook, co-owner of Wooden Legs Brewing, says one of his favorites was Cumberland Brews in Louisville, Kentucky.
But it was about the size of our current brewery, maybe a little smaller. And it was the coolest place because the head brewer slash owner guy was there, and I went to snoop, just kind of looking behind the door. And he said, "Hey, you want to look at that?" "Sure, I'll take a look at it." I was drinking one of their pints. He said, "Let me show you." And he gives me probably a 20-minute tour of just the cool stuff, and ends up only later did I find out that he was the guy that owned it. And it was really just kind of a cool, really cool experience, small town or small suburb part of Louisville, community tap room.
Derek Schmidt is a brewer at Wooden Legs. He picks Great Northern Brewery in Whitefish, Montana.
We stopped there not really even expecting to find a brewery, just looking for a place to eat. Ran into the brewery along the way, so stopped there, have a pint, and it was just, they did something there that I hadn't seen in any other tap room before, where the tap room and kind of seating area actually extended out overlooking the actual brewery itself. So you pass the tap room, you go through a set of double doors, and it's just, you get this big balcony with TVs and whatnot, and just below you are the workers working, making the beer, all the garage doors and all that, and they made a tremendous huckleberry beer.
Angela Yaney is bar manager at Wooden Legs and a certified Cicerone. She chooses Central Waters Brewing in Amherst, Wisconsin.
I think their tap room was the neatest just because it just literally was in the brewery itself. There was no wall, right?
None.
No, there was no wall. And then you go through another room into this huge warehouse, and that's their barrel aging area that I'm sure is completely full now because they just started when we went. But that was probably the coolest one. It was definitely like a smaller bar, so maybe it was, I wouldn't say a tap room, but like a tasting area
maybe.
But yeah, I think that was definitely the coolest one.
More when Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues.
Oh, when lonely. When I'm lonely, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk about some of our favorite tap rooms. A really fun one in the immediate area is the Brow Brothers Tap Room in Marshall, Minnesota.
They've got, of course, their iconic Brow Brothers fire truck is where the taps come out.
An entire fire truck in the tap room.
Right, and the cool thing about it is if you talk to them, it ran when stopped there, like ran when parked. Like they brought it in, they drove it in, turned it off, and drained the fluids on it. So it's functional as far as I can tell, fully functional. Yeah, that's a cool little tap room. If
it really is.
An hour away, hour,
yeah,
and some
hour
change.
Away.
You know, really so little, though.
No, it's a huge tap room, actually. It's actually kind of huge.
Yeah, you could probably put like four or five Wooden Legs inside.
Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store says Surly Brewing in Minneapolis is his favorite.
Their new facility just blew me away. I mean, their old one had its charm, but this new one, it's like it's a tap great hall. I'd never been to one that size before. So from the food to the amazing beer to the outdoor area, it's just the total package. It's really a destination brewery now.
In South Dakota, Lost Cabin, Crow Peak, and Wood Grain all have pretty cool tap rooms. Some of my favorites, Revolution Brewing in Chicago has a huge tap room at their main facility and has a great atmosphere. I love the new Shell Star Keller tap room in New Ulm, Minnesota. It's absolutely gorgeous. But probably my favorite right now anyway is one I visited in September, Scratch Brewing outside Ava, Illinois. Scratch is a microbrewery located near a national forest. It's a stunning location. It's rustic and funky with a great vibe, and they make really good beer. All right, let's check in with Drew to see what's new at Brookings Liquor Store. He says new tap beers include Passion Fruit Sour from Brow Brothers and Rooster Rush Fest Beer from Watertown Brewing. New packaged beers include the fabulous Surly Darkness.
$19.99 for the Bomber, with a limit of two per person. We also have a few bottles left from 2016 for those of you that may want to compare the two to see how the flavor changes as Surly Darkness ages. Darkness is a Russian Imperial Stout with flavors of dark chocolate, roasted malts, molasses, and coffee. Pick up this phenomenal beer before we sell out.
And finally today, if you have an event coming up, consider Wooden Legs.
For a number of years, we've hosted holiday parties. What we've done this year is really cool. As a special kickoff into some of our new expansion and our new growth, is that that room, for any groups that would like to use it, can use it for 4 hours complimentary. So it is a free room to use. We do ask that there is at least a $50 tab generated. So give us a call. You actually, the space is limited. Give us an email at events@woodenlegsbrewing.com and you'll be able to register the interest of your time and your date, and we'll get back to you and make sure that we can accommodate as many as possible.
That is it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.